Okay, just make yourself comfortable now. If you want to close your eyes, that's a good idea, but if you don't, that's fine too. Now, just listen quietly to the sound of my voice, and of course you'll be aware of all those other sounds too. Sounds from inside the building, and sounds from outside, but these won't disturb you. In fact, they are going to help you relax, because the only sound you need to think about is the sound of my voice. And while you're listening to the sound of my voice, just simply allow your body to be at ease, as you allow yourself to relax even more now. I wonder if you can sense the beating of your own heart, sensing that beat and just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down. Just a touch. Just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down just a little. You can then feel your whole body slowing down, becoming lazier and lazier. Nobody wanting anything, nobody expecting anything. So you can allow your whole body to continue to relax and become steadier and easier until it's just taking over, like a well-maintained machine. Just taking over, smoothly, easily, quietly, comfortably, so that you can become gradually more aware of your whole self. Aware of your hands and arms, just sensing how they are now. Aware of your legs and feet too. Again, just sensing how relaxed they might be and wondering if it's possible to relax them even more. To be so in touch with yourself that you can actually get your whole body, perhaps, to relax even more. Yet remaining totally alert and noticing now how even your face muscles can begin to really relax. Relaxing and letting go of the tensions that were there, almost, but not quite, completely unnoticed. Just being vaguely aware of the skin and the muscles of your face settling, smoothing out. Such a good feeling. Wondering just how long all that tension had been there, where it all came from in the first place, and then realizing that you simply couldn't care less. Because you can feel it draining away from you now, and that feels good. And as you continue to sense the beating of your heart and the absolute steadiness of your body's rhythm, you wonder at the fact that you are so absolutely relaxed and comfortable that you simply can't be bothered to even try to move a single muscle. Even though you know you easily could if you wanted to. I know that you easily could if you wanted to, but you simply can't be bothered to even try. Allowing yourself to just be relaxed, and relaxing even more now. As lazy and relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. And I wonder if you can now manage to relax even more, even though you are already as relaxed as it is possible for most people to ever be. Just finding those last tiny traces of tension in your body and simply letting them go. With each easy, gentle breath you breathe, I'm going to count down from 5, and with each layer you find yourself falling deeper and more relaxed. 5. You are just so relaxed and feel yourself going even deeper. 4. You feel yourself slipping a little bit more. 3. Such a relaxed state. Such an enjoyable state. 2. Just continue listening as your mind slips into a nice, deep trance. 1. Empty of everything as everything has faded away. Allowing every muscle, every fiber, every cell of your entire body to be as beautifully relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. And now that your mind is calm and clear, just gradually relax as everything unimportant fades away for a short while. We are just going to be watching a little play. A play about you and your mind and your body. Relax and enjoy as these words just slip slowly, deeply down under your skin, making it so much easier to feel the sensations they talk about in place of what you'd usually feel. To see the images they speak of in place of what you'd usually see. And somewhere, deep in the back of your mind, you know what these words speak of even before they are spoken. Words of ponies and change. Words of magic and friendliness. Just let yourself relax into them as you feel the changes slowly, surely wash over you. As you continue to relax, 2 boxes appear before you in your mind. One is empty and hollow, vast, infinite expanses waiting to be filled up. However, each box has a label clearly printed on them. The first box asks to be filled with a personality, to be filled up to the top with your deepest desires, your likes and dislikes, your emotions, soft, warm, and fluffy. They seem to be attracted to the box, a deep, almost magnetic drawing power. Feel free to fill it as you wish. This shall become your personality, colorful and quirky, unique to you and you alone. As you close this box, it explodes, its contents filling your mind completely. These are strange sensations. Different from what you normally feel in daily life, but at the same time you feel happiness, an understanding that somewhere in your mind you do indeed enjoy these changes. Something about them calms your nerves, soothes your senses, to where it feels so easy and right to just let them come onward. After the fog clears, you are left alone with the second box, labeled your body. You hesitate before opening it, thinking of what could be inside. Once you remove the lid, you take a peek inside. It contains a partially blank canvas, containing the outline of a beautiful unicorn mare to be colored with the paintbrush of your imagination. You take it out of the box before it disappears in a puff of white smoke. As you concentrate on the canvas, it fills with the colors and designs of your desires, They soak deep into the parchment as your form begins to take on its likeness, taking as much time as you need. Feel as your fingers and your toes begin to grow numb, a nice, warm, tingling feeling, starting at the tip of your fingers and toes, then spreading upward slowly, deeply penetrating to your being. As the numbness continues to spread, you observe that your skin begins to take on a more elastic form, stretching out. Your fingers beginning to melt into one, forming web-like connections of skin, muscle, and nerve between your fingers. As they continue to soothe together, the tips becoming shinier and harder like fingernails. A sturdy yet smooth covering as they become your new hooves. As they merge together, 5, then 4, then 3, then 2, then 1, until all that remain are your beautiful hooves. As the bones in your legs shift and flow, painlessly repositioning your joints to give you the hind legs of a pony. So hard to stand on two legs anymore, you don't even want to bother trying, just letting the changes relentlessly progress. So easy to just give in and let your body and mind get what they desire, as your arms, too, undergo a similar, unstoppable action. They reform, developing, changing, so that you can comfortably stand on 4 legs. Feel as the changes pass over your rear, slowly causing it to expand, becoming softer, fuller, rounder. Your legs are only slightly wider apart. Another quick twinge of energy shoots through the base of your spine, creating a nub that beckons to be touched, malleable, molded as you wish. It can be extended and retracted, thinned and slimmed to your desires, reacting to the images in your mind. Once formed to your whims, soft, silken hair busts forth from it like a flower in first bloom, waiting to be painted and styled by your mind's eye. You feel with a twinge of embarrassed shock that it does feel somewhat good deep down in your mind and your body to experience these changes, different from daily life, but welcome all the same. You are very happy with your new backside. It's a little embarrassing, you know. You can't help but enjoy the sensations. Can't help but wonder what will come next. As the change creeps ever closer to your head, passing over your neck as your voice becomes softer and more sociable, it's a friendly female voice, fitting for your new body. Feel as the hair on your head spills outward, growing longer, softer, down the back of your neck and over your new pony shoulders, taking on the colors and patterns of your mind's eye, a lovely, flowing mane for you to wear with pride. Next, your ears begin to stretch outwards, upwards. They move to the top of your head, pointed ears belonging to a mare. These are your new ears. They are covered in a soft, almost felt-like fur that warms and comforts you as they move to catch even the slightest noise around them. When you are happy or interested in something, they stand upright and perky. When you're sad or tired, they lay to the side. It feels so delightful, absolutely amazing, to be scratched behind your new pony ears. Just a bit in front of your ears, on the center of your forehead, you feel a small bump forming. This is the beginning of your new horn. The world fills you with a twinge of excitement as the bump continues to grow, twisting and stretching until it is finally a smooth, spiraled unicorn horn. Just as you've always visualized. Just as you've always wanted. To accompany this new horn, you feel a soft yet firm pulling sensation in your mouth as your jaw pulls outward into your new muzzle. It is short yet fitting for your pony head. A lovely pony head for a lovely unicorn. So dazzling and unique. A tickling sensation spreads over every facet of your skin, and you feel soft, short fur covering your entire body, leaving you with an entire equine form and coat, taking on the likeness of your vivid picture. A lovely mare. Already your mind feels such thoughts filling it, relaxing it. You feel a bit skeptical and curious of your new body, but enjoy it nonetheless. Even as you speak, the voice is a beautiful new mare's one, showing no hints of who you used to be. Now you can feel your new body. See your new body. Imagine all the sensations as you walk around on your hooves. Your four-legged gait and swishing tail. Your pointed furry ears on top of your head. Your beautiful horn. And your flowing mane. Your curved muzzle and smooth fur. All yours to enjoy and play in. And you know that you can go back to this state anytime you choose. All you have to do is speak one little phrase.
I am an enchanted mare.
And whenever you say,
I am an enchanted mare,
you will feel every change I described here return to the surface, changing you back to the little unicorn pony from the person you were instantly. For the changes you've made are always here. They are now part of you. As much a part of you as your heart and mind. And there may be times when you can't be the little unicorn pony, when the person you were may be required for some reason or another. And when you know that will be the case for you, then all you need is one little phrase. Revert to normal. And whenever you say, revert to normal, every change here will melt away, going dormant until the next time you can be the little unicorn pony you truly want to be. And every time you return to this state by saying,
I am an enchanted mare,
it will feel even more natural for you. Your desire to be the little pony becoming stronger and stronger with every visit. The desire to listen seeming more and more inescapable. More attractive with each trip into the body and mind of this beautiful unicorn pony as the experience expands more and more with each visit. And now it is time to wake back up. Waking up on the count of five. You'll find that with each number you wake up a little bit more. The sensations of your new pony body and mind just becoming that much stronger. 1. Waking up now. 2. More and more. 3. Consciousness returning. 4. almost there. 5, refreshed and awake. And I hope you'll enjoy Little Pony.